morning, and boys, and women, come on in. How are we doing this morning? What do we have that we'd like to have a prayer request on?
Orin.
I'm sorry?
Floyd and Jessica.
Floyd and Jessica.
Brothers and sisters around the world.
Okay.
Daddy and David.
Okay. All right, let's have a word in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed room you provided us. We thank you for this opportunity to come together, be able to fellowship. We thank you for this opportunity for these young boys who are trying and strive to become men, and men for putting you in practice and doing everything for you first. Father, we ask that you be with Floyd and Jessica. We ask that you be with Brother David, Brother Marcus, and be with those around the world that strive to hear your truth and put into practice your love. We ask these things as we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. Psalms 136. Is that correct? We're at 136. No, we're on. So it's a 137. All right. Okay. For the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion upon the willows, in the midst of it we hung our hearts. For there our captive demanded of us songs, and our tormentors sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, Raze it, unto its very foundation, O daughters of Babylon. Your devastated one, how blessed will be the one who repaid you with recompense. With which you have repaid us. How blessed will be the one who sees the dash your little ones against the rock. What are we getting out of this? What are they saying here? Their captain said, sing us a song. Make us feel a little bit joyful. You're now our captives. And what are they saying in return? How can we? You know, We're not in a plan where we can be able to just joyfully sing it. You know, but let us forever remember things. Let us not forget what we have. Let's see here. Now, how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? You're having difficulty. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skills. Should we, no matter what land we're in, should we just forsake the Lord just because we're in a foreign land? Or should we just, wherever we're at, just keep on putting into practice being true and lying as He commanded us and demanded us to be? That's something we should think about. Wherever we're at, whoever we interact with, even if it's someone who may not even believe there's a God, be a light to them. Show them that that you can be righteous, you can be good. All right. I don't know what the next lesson was, but any boys want to come up here and be able to share?
For this week, we're supposed to get a time when we think of a time when we had kind of a hardship or something, and tell how God's mercy, God helped us with His mercy. And I thought how one day when we were chopping Johnson grass in the garden, I had a pretty bad headache, but God helped us get it done that day.
When I broke my arm, I didn't really like it, but I'm kind of glad it happened, because now I can see what people are going through when they break their bones.
When I was getting adopted years ago, it was hard because they're in the heart, and they helped me go through it.
I got hurt once. I had a friend's child jumped on my stomach and hurt myself, and everyone thought it was just a stomachache or something. Then I went to the doctor, and they discovered my liver got hurt, and I'd stay in bed for a week, and God helped me get through it.
When the church burnt down, it was pretty sad, but then God helped us build a new one.
I thought about whenever we help our friend, when we are helping him get his house done, sometimes we have to change plans or something to do that. But God might be teaching us to help without or help willingly.
Oh, we had the same assignment as the little boy. Oh, sometimes they go to work and I have to stay home all the time, a lot of the time, and sometimes it's hard for me to just stay home and do my school and just be at home. But it's good for me. I can learn my lessons.
We had some real hard times when I was growing up, but I was never really concerned. I didn't have any problems with it because I always trusted Mom fully. And I think that was God's mercy, giving me a mom like her.
A few weeks ago at our shop, we had a little accident, and it was a pretty bad day for us because it kind of set us back a little bit, but by God's mercy, we were able to get it done, get it fixed, and forget about it.
Well, it's kind of hard when my big brothers left home, but it was God's mercy to let them leave so that I won't be in their same place here in several years, and I don't want to be there.
Once we were on a job down by Washburn, and it was just, it stretched on, and it was hard. The men were busy, they were figuring clothes or something, and we were doing it by ourselves, but looking back, it was good for us, and just learn to be faithful.
One time we were going to Mexico, and we had a real bad crash and rolled our Suburban. And by God's mercy, just only one person got cut up a little bit.
I was thinking that sometimes this walk, this following the Lord, gets hard. But it's God's mercy that He's called us out from the world and put us on a different path, even though it's hard sometimes.
One time it was like 112 degrees outside. It was really hot, and I had to dig some pretty heavy blocks out of the dirt that were stuck in, and it was making it hard for the mower. And they were really heavy, and it took a long time to do it. But when I got it done, I was really glad I got it done.
I thought about when the church split. It was pretty rough on a lot of people, didn't know really what to do. But then by God's mercy, we got through it.
Kind of thought the same thing as Philip did. And my older brother left home. It's just kind of, it's pretty hard on everybody. And it's kind of, it's hard on me. I've always been pretty close to him. And I'm just looking back now, just kind of think that, you know, and it's not a good thing that happened, but, you know, I could have been there, could be there with him too. I mean, there was a lot of things that, you know, that I went along with that I shouldn't have. And by God's mercy, I'm still here.
I was thinking here of an incident that happened last winter, I think. My water in my house froze. I just thought something that small can really be a challenge, you know, things of that nature. Because we realize that the things that we depend on, that we trust in, there's a possibility of them being cut off at any time by circumstances. And during that time, I learned, or I just was reminded that I need to trust in the Lord and not having everything that I at my fingertips.
When we go through trials and stuff in our walk, we just think it's a blessing to God that He's allowing us to come to Him and give us the option to choose good or evil.
For the boys for next week, I would like to, when you get upset or angry, I want the young boys to share what comes to mind that they learned in their reading to help them get through the anger or upsetness. For the older men, young men, I would like for you to describe when temptation comes, what verse or what have you read or learned about that helps you get through that, and share it with us.